Batsuf Echo Yoshva Vodod Hoira Bosiom Hoiso Kaomona. And then when you look in Chazal, this phrase is used throughout the Midrashim that we compare Yerushalayim, the Churban, to an Almona. That's the comparison. So the emes is, there's a simple kash and a simple teretz, but it doesn't really answer the question. The simple kash is why? Why are we comparing the Churban Beis HaMikdash to a woman who lost her husband? What's the shaykh? Mayin Shmita Yitzhak Sinai. The simple answer? Well, the Beis HaMikdash is compared to Nisuin. Beis HaMikdash is compared to a marriage. Right? We know that was the whole idea. The Mishkan after the Matan Torah was Erison, which is Adon Shavuos. And the Mishkan is considered Nisuin. So really, if you think about it, so therefore, when we lost the Beis HaMikdash, it's like Almana. So really, all that does, and a lot of times this is a lazy way to live through life and learning, and that is to take a question and to answer it with another question. Because now all you have to say is, well, why is the Beis HaMikdash compared to a marriage? We didn't answer the question. We just answered with another Shverazach. Why do we compare the Churban? What does the Churban have to do with Almana? The Teretz is, there's another thing we don't understand. That the Beis HaMikdash is compared to a marriage. Hagufa Kasha. Why? Why is the Beis HaMikdash compared to a marriage? Okay. Now, as far as how much does the Pasuk, when it says Almana, mean Almana? When the Pasuk in Eicha says Almana, how much does it mean mamish like Almana? And how much does it just mean Nebuch, you know? Hoisek Almana was like a Nebuch case. So that I'll bring you a Beferish Uriah from a Medrash, that Imamish means Almana. Imamish means like a widow. What's my Raya? In Meseches Ksubis, there's two levels of Almana. After a woman's husband dies, she's entitled to a Ksubi. She's entitled to a Ksubi. She gets paid. That Ksubi that you write by a marriage doesn't get paid at the time. It's a Ksubi that if and when the husband dies, if he dies first, well, the marriage dissolves, so then he has to give her the moist ksube. Now, they used to support the almona. If the almona didn't collect the ksube, basically every almona has two options. She can either continue to live as an almona, in which case she's nizenes minichse yisoymim, she's part of the family still. She stays as part of her husband's home. That's one approach. And the other approach is she collects a ksuba, she cuts her losses, and vaitegiga. And the Medrash basically says, when the Pasuk says, hoiso kalmona, there's two approaches, either like almona who's collecting the ksuba, or like almona that's not collecting the ksuba. That's the Medrash. So what you see from the Medrash is that the word almona is not stam being used, nebuch. It's very specific. The Novi is being very specific, telling us we're talking about something very specific about Almana. I wonder, what is that? What are we identifying here? The Rambam, when he talks about Torah, Avas HaTorah, he compares it to relationship also with an Isha. Like a relationship with an Isha. Again, it's like a modna. It's a modna zach. What's the shaykhis? What's the connection? We know that avada, being married, it helps one's learning tremendously. Most talmidim tell me after the chasana that they can learn better than they ever were able to, even with the tirdis, even with the, you know, there's physical chores. And there's mental chores. When you're a bochel, you have your mental chores. You know what I mean? Your cup is in, I don't have to be masbid, but everyone knows what's going on. When you're married, the mental chores are much clearer, Baruch Hashem. You got a lot of physical chores. But 1,000 diapers is better than one hero. One hero. When I say better, I'm saying as far as being able to be matzliach and learning. And I hear this countless times from Talmidim. I tell them before they get married, you're going to maybe have less time in the Beis Medrash, but you're going to see that your learning is going to be on a different madrega. And that's the sugis we had in Kedusha. I'm better, because I got married younger. If I would have got married even younger, I'd be even on a higher madrega. So we know that in a very practical way, there's a comparison between a person being married, but it's strange to compare the relationship. What's the shaykhis to compare the relationship to this idea? So, the pshat Rabbi say is very simple. I think it's very simple. There's different kinds of relationships. Everybody knows. Sometimes you have an acquaintance. Somebody you know. Person like that, you can go 5 years without seeing them. You may like them, nice person, when you see him, you give him a big smile. You go 5 years, 10 years, no problem. Then you have somebody you have a kesher to, you schmooze with, you share certain things together, interests. Person like that, you miss. It's a higher darga. You miss the person. The person goes out of town, you miss them. You'll send a message, you'll this. There's something missing. But, Lamaisa, life moves on. Then you have your very best chava. Very best chava. Most people have one of those. We have two of them. You don't have 25 very best chavas. And by them, there's a kesher that's like, you're not misich das. You know, you probably every day think about that person. The same time. No matter how close your chaver is, and you could be shchenim, you could live together for 25 years, if the guy gets a job in Texas, California, you make a sudas preda, you cry a little bit, you say stories. But he moves with his family to California. He has to make panos. You could live without him. As close as you are, life has to go on. You miss him, you can always stay connected, you'll send each other messages, you'll go to each other's simchas. Very close chaverim, they fly across the world for each other's simchas. Beautiful. But lamaisa, now, imagine if your chaver would say, you can't do this. You can't do this to me. We're living in Muncie 25 years together. You can't move away. Sorry. You can't do this to me. So what would you tell him? I have to live. It's not an option. Have to live. Can't live without it. He says, I can't live without it. He says, I have to live. I'm married. I have a chayus to my family. There's no answer. What happens if instead of it being a very, very close friend who your mom is connected and happens to be, it's more than a neighbor. It's your roommate. It's not just your roommate. It's your Rebbetzin. It's your wife. And your wife says, sorry, I can't move to California. I'm allergic to the climate. It doesn't matter what the reason is. I'm allergic to homeless people. You can't go to California if you're allergic to homeless people. I can't go there. I can't go there. I'm staying in Muncie. Right? Would the husband say, listen, it's very nice. I hope you stay enjoy your time here in Muncie. I'm moving to California. Parnassa. Same thing you just told your best friend 5 minutes ago. You told him, listen, what do you want from me? I have to make panosa. If a guy would tell that to his wife, it means he's not married. It means right now he's not married. Maybe api alocha, there's a chalois kedush. He's not married. A married guy can't part with his family. And say goodbye. I have to make panosa. Can't do it. So he's not really married. What's the difference in marriage? That means that's beyond, it's not just a close relationship. It's a part of who you are. Your marriage is a part of you. It's part of your goof. Your your family, your children. There are certain things which you say, Lifroish mehem in eniyach. I can't separate. That's not possible. That's not, breaks all barriers. When the Rambam comes to explain a person's relationship with Torah, the Rambam can't find anything better than a marriage, than how a person feels when they're in a marriage. The Rambam even says, "Bayoyim, balayla." It's endless, and that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. I had a lot of yeshiva das when after Rebbe Kanievsky, Zichron Tzadikas Levracha, when she passed away, I read because I'm this way. So I like if I have a little thing that I could copy Reb Chaim. I can't copy him in most ways, but a little thing. I like being near the Rebbe. The Rebbetzin is in Brooklyn for the night, stuck there. I'm talking about going back 25 years ago. I used to drive 11 o'clock at night, spend the night with the Rebbetzin in her parents' house if she was stuck there, and drive back in the morning. Shabbos, never left without the Rebbetzin, unless I'm in the hospital with somebody or there's an oifruf. I was never had a Shabbos without the Rebbetzin. It's the way I am. It's Yishuv Das. Do I have to talk to her 24 hours a day? No, but I like to know the Rebbetzin is there. So I read this after after she was nifta, that Reb Chaim only had yeshiva das when the Rebbetzin was in the house. He didn't. You know how much he spoke to her. I mean, he spoke to her a lot less than I speak to my Rebbetzin, right? Because he was a bigger masmid than me, yishtikel. Right, but he had a certain. It's your wife. You want to. Reb Moshe teaches up in kedushin. Reb Moshe says that's what a marriage is: being together. Because Reb Moshe asks, why is a wife potter from Kibbutz Avayim? We had a sugi in Kedushin. What do you mean? A wife's not meshubet to the husband. What's meshubet to the husband? Financially? That's only mid Rabbanan. Midaraisa, a woman's parnasa belongs to her. You know what we say? That's the mid Rabbanan. That's not mid Raisa. The Mesakin Maisi Adel Tachas Mizan Yisrael. Midrash, it's a one-way street. You get married financially, you have to support her. She can make $10 million and she can tell you go jump in the lake. You could be making $75,000. She's running Microsoft. Right? And you could be paying her rent. I'm talking about Midrash. Midrash. So they were misakin that when she earns money, since you have to support her, she has to give you her earnings. That was only midrabanan. So what does the Gemara Kiddushin mean? That she's mishubit to you. It's not mishubit. She doesn't have to work for you midarais. Exactly. In fact, some place can vote, she doesn't even have to say it. Meaning if she's making, if the facts on the ground, I've dealt with these situations. Let's say a guy's sitting in Kohl, he's making $1,500 a month, and his wife is making $500,000 a year. But she never said the words, Ein Yizayin Yizayin Yiz. So the Eilu Shmuel says, you don't have to say it, it's a Mitzis. Mitzis is she's not Yizayin. But for sure, the Menal is 100%, she definitely could say it. Any woman could say, I don't want, because it's the Rabbonin. Any Maton Abolo Mimokom Acham Yidah Rabbonin, the could say, I don't want, I don't need your $1,500 a month, and I'll keep my $500,000 a year. She could do that. So Fek Rav Maisha, so what does it mean a woman is potter from Kibbutz Avayim? Because she's meshubet to her husband. Zok Rav Maisha, she's meshubet to be with her husband. It's not financial. He says, Zehu Iker Ha'ishas. I'm telling you tonight because you should remember this when you get married. Because today is a different world. Traveling and going. I don't let people work away from home. It's klal gadol. I've seen many homes destroyed over it. I don't let people work away from home. You have to go away once a month, but if the whole job is that you're away from home, unacceptable. It's not a marriage. Ikari ishas is you're together. That's the ikari ishas. Memela zok the Rambam. Torah is not a good friend of yours. Torah is not a good friend. Torah is not a very dear friend. Torah is not a friend that lived next to you for 25 years. Torah is a chelik of you, just like a marriage is a chelik of you. And just like a marriage you can't misich das, so too Torah you can't be misich das. And Mimela, now I'll tell you the clincher to the whole thing. It's late, so we'll just do it in 2 minutes. Rabbi Isaac Harif asks a kasha. Rabbi Isaac Harif asks, after the Churban Bayis, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Amon Enochim, right? Except for Anshe Yehuda. Anshe Yehuda had food. That means after the devastation of the Churban. Anshe Yehuda, the people who lived in Yehuda, they had food. The rest of the country, Kol Amon Enochim. The rest of the country was starving. Feka Baizik Harif, Moshe Kapoya. Yerushalayim, Yehuda, all of Yehuda, which was around Yerushalayim, that should have been the worst devastation. Why would it be that the central part of the country, the war zone, they had food, and the rest didn't? What's the tzachta? The Pshat Rabbi Sai is very simple. Anshe Yehuda, they were being misabu on the Shechina. They were being misabu because they missed the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's what they were being misabu. Anshe Yehuda. The Gemara Paskins in Ksubis, as long as the woman is misabelas al baila, nizenes minichse baila. They still got supported. The Mizbeach was still supporting them because they were being misabu. That's pshat in the Medrash in Eicher. Hoyso kalmone, almona hatevask suboso, oyene tevask suboso. So the people in Yehuda who mourned over the Beis HaMikdash, they were mourning over the Shechina, and they kept on being supported. The ones that weren't mourning over the Shechina, Kol Amon Enochem, they were. And by the way, this explains why when the second Beis HaMikdash went up, Anshe Yehuda asked the Shaila to the Novi, Nehemiah, how oidotzum, should we still fast? Pella. Beis HaMikdash was built. But we know that there was Asor Dvarim Chaserim, the Bayishen. Because it's missing in the Shechina. So the rest of the country that was only worried about their financial status and their safety and security, Beis HaMikdash was up. Baruch Hashem. Anshe Yehuda being misabel on the Shechina, they still asked, how Ha'oidotzum, should I still fast? As long as the Shechina is still not fully here, should still fast. So that's the reason why we compare the Churban. Because a person has to feel that connection, that there's a constant hollowness without the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's compared to a marriage. Because the marriage reflects that. The marriage, almona doesn't forget 1 minute that she's an almona. She has that hollow that something is missing. And that's the way we have to be over the Beis HaMikdash.